Yeah, okay, so let's go out again, Mark. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Nefesh Shabonah, the Shem Chai, Mutabano, because it was the Shem Chai, so it's not, doesn't have a Shem Kever at all. Haysa by Dimas Echod, the Shem Meis, if a row of stones, Hashem Meis, Osibano. So Rashi says that it's a riot to Habayim. Yeah, Nefesh says Rashi, Binyan Shalakeve, Shabani Lashem Chai, Lekshiyomus Yikovabai, that was what he said. So that's nothing. But if he built a Dimus, not Lekshiyomus, also. It's actually Amaz Mana Milsi. Even though he actually knows, because there was no Kfur, what didn't happen, all he had was that he built the Dimshel Avon. So it's like Oreg Begad, like Oreg Begad Lil Mesh, it's just Amaz Mana. This is one of the places of Rais that Amaz Mana needs a Mesh. Because otherwise, would he have to have Hoysit Badimus? Just be able to say that I want this nefesh to be for the mace. So Taisha's doichle raya. Taisha says maybe you don't need a maisa, but you need something. You need to pick it up at least. And you can't pick up the nefesh. Nefesh is built in. So here you have no other way to do it except to be maisa not b'chshal avon. The maisa the Ramban holds. The Ramban brings the Ramban. It's also the Chushi Ramban. The Ramban from the Teres Adam. The Ramban holds that that hazmona does not need a maisa at all. All you need is hazmona b'peh. So the Ran asks the Rebbe from this Gemara, why is it any better coin to buy? But the Braisa says that you need Hoysef Adimus Echod. Why do you need Hoysef Adimus Echod? It should be enough that he was Mazman and Nefesh L'Shem Meis. The Hazmada Bepeh. Why do you need Hoysef Adimus Echod? So the Ran says that Aliba the Ramban, you're going to have to say that in Nechanami, if he would be Mazman and Bepeh, it would be just as good. Talking about where he wasn't Mazman to prepare, so then it was Hoysef Badimus Shel Avonim. You know, so it makes no difference. Kach, what's the difference? He was Hoysef Badimus Echod, or he would did a Hazman of Bepeh. Bottom line is that the mace wasn't there. There was no Kfura, so it's only a Hazman. And Hoysef Badimus Echod, Lefid Ramban, is just an example of a Hazman. But really, by the same token, according to Abai, you could have a Hazman of Bepeh as well. So the Maskanis Gemara maybe is different, but I'll complain at this stage in the Gemara, that's what the Ramban's going to have to say. I'm going to follow this through. So, let's see the Hemshech of Gemara. So it's a Kashan Rova. You know, it's a Kashan Rova. According to Abai, it's good. Hoysef Badimus Echad is the Hazmana. But according to Rova, Hazmana Lad Milsa, you have to actually be Kaiva the Mace. So the Gemara answers, Hocha Mayaskin in the Rova of a Mace. In the Chanami, they were Taka Kaiva the Mace. Fact the Gemara, Hochi Mayir Yahoysef, Kilo Yahoysef Nami. So then what do you need Hoysef Badimus Echad? If they actually put the Mace in, so it should be also run automatically. So the Gemara answers, but they were mafil the mace. They put the mace in and they took the mace out. So what's the mile of that? Well, the mace, when they put the mace in, so it became also. So what's the mile of being mafil the mace? Says Rashi, loitzricha, hi hoisif, el ashmina dafagav the panyo the mace lach hazman mitoich hakever. Hakever also bano mishum hoisif. The havale hazmanu maisa. The loya hoisif shori panyo. The Havalei Kitzar Beveloi Azmanei. So Rashi says, the reason why you need that he was Mephad of the Mace, was what it accomplishes to be Mephad of the Mace, is that now it becomes Tzar Beveloi Azmanei. They put the Mace in, they took the Mace out. So if there was Azmona beforehand, Hoysef Adimus Echod, so that's Tzar Beveloi Azmanei. But if it wasn't Hoysef Adimus Echod, then it's like Tzar Beveloi Azmanei. We'll talk about this. We'll think about this in a minute. But let's just finish the Gemara inside. If he remembers which demus exactly it was, then he just take that demus away after the mafan of the mace, and the kever will be the nefesh will be mutter. It's only that demus that becomes also. The rest of the demus is mutter. So the pshat is that demus was tsar beivazmei, but the rest of the nefesh had a status of tsar beivloyazmei, because the rest of the nefesh there was no hazmana. So that demus is also the rest of the nefesh, the rest of the tombstone is mutter. So there's a few nekudos here. follow this. The Ran, not long, Arichas in the Ran, he asks again on the Ramban, who says that Hazmona does not need a Maisa. Hazmona is enough. Hazmona bepe. So ask the Ran, so now how do you read the Gemara? Gemara says that if you actually put the mace in, it was rum of a mace, and now they were mefana the mace. So it says in the Raisa that if it was hoisa b'dimas echa, then it's also. If it was loy hoisa b'dimas echa, then it's mutter. Some of Shad is like Rashi says, because if there was hoisa b'dimas echa, that's called azman evit sarbe. There was azmana. That's axiomatic. That by tefillin we saw before in the Gemara that even if they put the tefillin, into the kiss, if there was no hazmona beforehand, so it's nothing. It's called tzarbe v'lo hazmona. Even according to Rava, you have to have hazmona also. You have to have a ma'isa. You have to have hazmona with the ma'isa. You have to hazmona, and then you have the ma'isa putting the kiss into the tefillin into the kiss. So in this Gemara, you have something analogous. You have to have hazmona, and which is presumably asiyas hadimus, and then you have to have the ma'isa putting the ma'isa into the kever. If you have both, then the demus remains also forever, even if you're mefana the mace. But if you don't have both, so then it's like tzarbe v'lo yazmene, so then it's mutter. Take the mace out, and the nefesh is mutter. We'll talk a minute why you have to take the mace out, but akapanim, after you take the mace out, then the nefesh is mutter. So there, and that's how Rashi says. So the Rani asks, according to the Ramban, that all you need is hazmona b'peh. You don't need a real mice. You don't need oyer beggar the mice. It's enough to have hazmona b'peh. So ask the Ramban, two kashas he asks. First of all, he says, so let's say they weren't mice for dimus. There was no hisaf as dimus. Just as the path of this nefesh, there was no hisaf for dimus. Then they took the mace and they buried the mace under this nefesh. Says the Ramban, isn't that the equivalent of hazmona b'peh? When they put the mace into the kever, it weren't they masmin the. The Ran says the sazmana lechori means I don't think he means they actually have to say the words we're being masmin the nefesh. Isn't it implicit in what they're doing? They bury the mace by this tombstone. Isn't that implicit the equivalent of a verbal hazmana of the nefesh? When they bury a mace under a tombstone, isn't it implicit in what they're doing that there's a hazmana but the equivalent of a hazmana bepeh machsha? It's nikaris mitech maseh. And this is my language, not the language of the Ramban. Not the language of the Ramban. The Ramban says that there was an amira bepeh, that this is going to be the tombstone for the mace. I'm just saying, I don't think the Ramban means literally they have to say the words. It's given in what they're doing. Obviously, they bury the mace under the tombstone. So, obviously, they intend this to be the tombstone for the mace. So isn't that a hazimana bepeh? So what do you have to have? Why do you have to have a sofas dimus? Says the Ran, it's a riot that it must be that hazmona bepeh is nothing. You need hazmona with an action. You need some action of hazmona, and hazmona bepeh is nothing. The Ran adds, it's like a kavachomer. Here we're talking in Rava that the only reason why you need hazmona is as an adjunct to the maaser. It shouldn't be sarbi v'lo hazmona. And even here, you see that hazmona bepeh is nothing. You have to have hazmona l'idei maaser sofas dimus. Kavachomer according to Abaye. That hazmona alone is what's makadosh it, or what asks it. Certainly hazmona bepeh is nothing. You have to have hazmona with an action, not like the Ramban. That's one kashli yes on the Ramban. No, it's because the Ramban holds that according to Abaye hazmona bepeh is enough. So it says the Ran, if according to Abaye hazmona bepeh is enough, then according to Rova for azmane v'tzarbe certainly hazmona bepeh is enough. And he asks the shef from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if there was Roma b'meis, they buried the mace under the nefesh. But if there was no ma'isa of asiyas dimus, so it's called tzarbe v'lo hazmona. It's called that there was no hazmona. Wasn't there? How could there be no hazmona? They were masmin the mace bepet. When they buried the mace under this nefesh, there was hazmona bepet. So why is it mutter? Then the Ran has another question. And what about when they did make a dimus? When it was ha'isa of a dimus? So then the nefesh taka becomes awesome. Nonetheless, it says in the Gemara we just read, that if you know which dimus it was, you can take that dimus away, and the rest of the nefesh will be mutter, because only that dimus had a hazmona. The rest of the nefesh didn't have a hazmona. Ask the Ran a similar question: when they were moisif a dimus in the nefesh, they added a row. They wanted the tombstone to be higher, so they added a row. I don't know if it's mamish a tombstone; it's a marker, whatever it is. It's a grave marker. When they wanted the nefesh to be higher, so they added an advokshel avonim. Isn't that a hazmona bepen the rest of the nefesh? Mela, they found this nefesh, nobody, you know, was already, this nefesh was built from before, so there was no hazmana. But now in the Eder, not b'shel avonim, l'shem mezeh. So besides the hazmana ben maisa of that nadvach itself, of that dimus itself, isn't there automatically implicit in that a hazmana bepeh in the rest of the tombstone? When they made the tombstone a hire for this mace, so can't we read into that that they want this whole tombstone to be the tombstone of the mace? So there was hazmana bepeh in the whole tombstone. So why if you take that dimus away, is it mutter? Again, a kasha in the Rambam. Says the Rambam, you see from here that you need hazmana b'maisa, and hazmana b'peh is nothing, and therefore when they're hoisip adimus echad, there was hazmana in that dimus, but the rest of the tombstone, the rest of the nefesh, there was no hazmana, because the maisa was only in the mus itself, not in the rest of the nefesh. So from these two kashas the Rambam asked in the Rambam, from these two kashas the Rambam wants to be mechir chishita, that hazmana needs a maisa. What about the Rambam? So the Ramban answers. The Ramban himself addresses these questions. The Ramban quotes it. And the Ramban answers that when the Gemara answered the panya that they were mechana the meis, it means that they buried the meis lechatchila manas lefanoisa. The Gemara is saying the lekimta. That's not that they were mechana the meis. They decide later to be mechana the meis. Maybe it was mazik zerabim or something. No, or they were mechana the iser. No, that's not the case. But the Gemara says that they were mechana the meis, it means that lechatchila when they buried the meis, they buried the mace al tanai, that they're going to be mafana the mace later. That the Rambam is Yerushalmi that they're allowed to do. So when they were covered the mace lechatchil was amanas lefanoisoi. So since they were covered the mace amanas lefanoisoi, so when they buried the mace lechatchil under this nefesh, that taka was not a hazimon of a pen the nefesh, because they were only burying the mace for a short time. So that's not a hazimon of a pen the nefesh. And that's why if they take the mace away, the nefesh is taka mutter. Likewise, by Yisuf Adimus. So the dimus, and then they were covered the meisal manas lefanoisoi. So since they were covered the meisal manas lefanoisoi, there was no hazmona bepeh in the nefesh. And when they built the dimus, also there wasn't hazmona bepeh in the rest of the nefesh, because even when it was meisif adimus, it was meisif adimus that the meis should be here temporarily. L'shem that the meis should be here temporarily. That's not a hazmona bepeh in the rest of the nefesh. I'll ask me, so why is the dimus itself also? If the whole thing is only temporary, and even this dimus he only built that it should be a temporary nefesh or dimus of the part of the nefesh for the mace. So why is the dimus itself also? So the lashon Rabban is that you don't have the Rabban in front of me. So it's not, the Ram doesn't quote this lashon. It's the Rabban himself. The Ram just says that since he did a mice, it's better. But with Aliday mice, it's more. The Ramban is a little bit more explicit. The dimus was made for the mace. It means like this. The rest of the nefesh was not made for the mace, nor when you buried the mace did you mean to leave the mace there for very long. So the rest of the nefesh really can't, in no sense was it ever designated for the mace. It wasn't manufactured for the mace. And when you put the mace in, there wasn't even hazmona bepeh that it should be for the mace, because you're going to take it away. You're going to take the mace away. You're going to be mefana the mace. So the rest of the nefesh was never had a hazmona l'shem the mace. But the dimus was built for the mace. So what does it matter that the dimus was only built for the mace temporarily? It's like somebody built something for a birthday party. So it's the mace is built for the birthday party. What does it matter that it's temporary? This dimus was built for the 2 days that the mace is going to be there. The dimus was built for the mace. That's still called that there was hazmona for the mace. Again, the nef itself was not built for the mace, and when he put the mace in, it was only temporary. You know, barring the space for a little while, so the rest of the nefesh has no, it's just an akroi ba'alma, it really has no connection to the mace. But the dimus was, you can't get away from the fact that the dimus was built for the mace. So even if it was built for the mace for a little while, but for that little while, the dimus was built for the mace. So that already called us that it had a hazmana, and the dimus is also. That's the Ramban's mahalach in the Gemara. So bekitzer, let's stick to the Ramban right now. Never mind the Ramban, we'll stick to the Ramban, because I want to work through what Rashi holds. But let's just how the Ramban learns the Gemara. The Ramban learns, say that Dvarim is, the Ramban holds that Hazmona is allowed to be, Hazmona could be Bepe, you don't need Hazmona Ali Dei Maisa. Both in Abaye, who holds Hazmona Milsa, that means Hazmona Bepe, and in Rova, who holds Hazmona Lav Milsa, but there's such a thing as Hazmona Vitarbe. Hazmona works in conjunction with the Maisa, according to Rova. Maisa alone is nothing. You have to have Hazmona with the Maisa. In Rava as well, Hazmona means Hazmona B'peh. So both in Abaye and Rava, when we talk about Hazmona, it means Hazmona B'peh. So the Ran asks, and the Ran himself asks on himself, so how does, so when the Gemara says that if it was Rama by Mace, they put the Mace in, and the Gemara asks, when they put the Mace in, the Brisa says that the Nefesh was Mutter unless there was Haisa B'dimus. So the Gemara says the case is according to Rava that they actually buried the Mace. They actually buried the Mace there. So the Shailos, so when they buried the mace there, Luchar, this Hazman Bepeh in the Nefesh, regardless of whether it was Hais Bedimus. So the Ramban learns that when the Gemara, maybe according to Ramban, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Rambo Ben Mace, so I feel a loy, the Ramban doesn't speak this out, but Luchar, the Ramban, that's the Gemara's Kasha Bemis. When the Gemara asked, point the Ramban, that's really Gemara's kasha. If it was Rama ben Mace, if they buried the mace under the nefesh, so I feel like Hoisif. Burying the mace is Hazmon in the nefesh. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's answer is, which according to the Ramban means that the Gemara is now mechadish that they buried the mace Hamanas Lefanoisa. They buried the mace Hamanas Lefanoisa. So since they buried the mace Hamanas Lefanoisa, so then. Okay, let's put this up. The Shakti Kaya the Gemara. The Gemara had a kasha. And Rova, because the Brisa says, Hoisifin, Lo Yosef Loi. That's the implication of the Brisa. Hoisifin, Lo Yosef Loi. That's a kasha in the Rova. So the Gemara answers, Rova Bameis. Gemara's answer, Rova Bameis. So actually buried the mace. So that's why it's also. That's why it's also. Check the Gemara. The first question of Chatzil and Rava was that Haisif Badimus is also. It's only Hazmana. Or Enze Ella Hazmana. So the Gemara answers that it was Rambam and Mace. So therefore there was a Maisa. Back to Gemara. Hihochi. Afilu. What's the last one of the Gemara? What? Ma'ir Yosef. Ma'ir Yosef. Why didn't the Yosef Padimus? Even if you weren't Moisif Adimus, if you actually put the mace in, it should be awesome. And that was this question, not so clear what the Gemara wants. If you weren't Moisif Adimus, so it's Asmanei, it's Tzarbe Veloi Asmanei. So that's why you need Moisif Adimus. Because even if they were Rama of a mace, but that's the rule that you need Asmanei Vitzarbe according to Rama. So what's the Gemara's question? Ma'ir Yosef, I feel Loi Yosef. Even if you're not Moisif anything, it should be awesome. What do you mean? If you weren't Moisif Adimus, then there was no Hazmona. And if there's no Hazmona, then it's Tzarbe Hazmonei. So what's the Gemara's kasha? This is very not clear in the Gemara. This is a Nekud in the Gemara that has to be addressed. What is the Gemara want with Ma'ir Yosef? So the Fidei Ramban, the Pshat is Boshet. Because Fidei Ramban, the Pshat is that it's Hazmona B'peh. The Kfur is Hazmona B'peh. If you don't hold their ban, it's not so posh, that's what I'm asking. The poor is Hazman of the Pet. So what's the Gemara answer? What's Gemara answer? What? He was mefarad the mace. They were mefarad the mace. They were mefarad the mace. So what is that? What does that help? But the kfura was a hazmona bepeh. That's the Ran's kasha in the Rambam. What does it help? They were mefarad the mace. At the end of the day, when they were covered the mace, there was hazmona bepeh in the nefesh. Once there was hazmona bepeh, so you have a hazmona, you have a mace, it's also forever. So what's the worst terrorist? They were mefarad the mace. So that's what the Ramban says, that panya means, that panya means, what? What? But it was Amunaslefanoisei. It was Amunaslefanoisei. Since it was Amunaslefanoisei, so there was never any, that's not a hazmona. So that's not a hazmona. So it's like a chazanua. First the Gemara thought that they buried the mace forever. And then it's fair, so then the nefesh should be also. So the Gemara answers is, no, they buried the mace amanas lefanoisai. Since they buried the mace amanas lefanoisai, so therefore you don't really have a... So the burial itself is not a hazmana. And that's why the nefesh is mutter. But the dimus is still also, like the Ramban said, because the dimus at the end of the day was made for the mace. So that already has, that's called, there was a hazmana. But for the rest of the nefesh, there was never any hazmana. That's the Ramban. What does Rashi hold? No, maybe it's worth walking through how's the Ran learn the Gemara. Maybe before we get to Rashi, let's walk through how would the Ran learn this Gemara. Because the Ran holds that Hazmona does need a mice. So, the Gemara asks, Haisaba Dimus, it's only Hazmona? So it's Kash and Rava. That's like the same. The Gemara answers it was Rama and the mace. They put the mace, they buried the mace. So if it was Haisav B'dimus, there's a Hazmana with a Maisa. And if it was Haisav B'dimus, then there's no Hazmana. Frech the Gemara, Ihochi Mai Iri Haisav. Feel around, what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara asks, even if they weren't Maisa B'dimus, what do you mean Haisav B'dimus? Since if they buried the mace, the Nefesh should be also. What's the Gemara's question? If they were Maisa Fadimos, then there was no Hazmana. There was no Hazmana Ali Day Maisa. The Ran holds Hazmana has to be Ali Day Maisa. He's Mechitha from the Sugya. That's the holy Chokh of the Ran. It's from the Sugya. He said every burial is Hazmana Bepeh, but it's not Hazmana Bemaisa. So what does the Mara want? Yehochi Mayri Yehoisa. What's the Kasha? The price is great. If they were Hoisa Fadimos, and they had a Hazmana Ali Day Maisa, and then they had the burial, so they had a Hazmana, a real Hazmana Bemaisa, like Ayri. And then you actually have the burial, that's the robot, that's the hanochas atfilin, that's the tzarbe. So you have Azmon and you have a tzarbe. But if there was no hisipadimus, so all you have is the burial, so that's like tzarbe v'lo yazmane. It's like you were mazman the kiss and you put the tefillin into the kiss. And that's takamutr. So what's the gemara's kasha mayri yosef? How does the Ramban the gemara's kasha mayri yosef?
Think about the tefillin case, if it's just tzarbe, it's still usher while the tefillin
is. So the answer, the chori, you have to say the answer is. But is it that it says in this Gemara on Nuyu side? No, I'm gonna do the bottom. This I'm taking out of brackets. Because Ramban says it explicitly. This I'm leaving in brackets because this we're just figuring out ourselves. So the according to the Ran, the Chori have to say that it says in this Gemara you say that Kol Zman Shameis Bekeber also. A filu below Hazmon. Even though Tzarbi below Hazmon is mutter, that's only later. But right now, when the mace is in the kever, it's awesome. And the Chor Yitaka sees such a thing in the Ran, as you're pointing out. Because the Ran does say, the Ran says, that by tefillin, even though the Gemara says Tzarbi below Hazmon is mutter, but the Ran throws in, not the Ran. The Ran doesn't talk about it. The Mukyosef. Yeah, the Ran doesn't talk about this, I think, as far as I know.
Elam saw them with Yosef. I sent my Mekhaim, so I don't got it. Then with Yosef, but maybe with a lot to see when I was with more. The Nemuk Yosef says Beferish, doesn't say where he gets it from. The Nemuk Yosef says Beferish, that even though by tefillin, Saiba Lazman is mutter, but while the tefillin are in the kiss, you're not allowed to put other things in the kiss. He doesn't say where he got it from. But it could very well be that he got it from this line of the Gemara. Because maybe he holds on there after that. And he got it from this line of the Gemara. What's the worst kashim? The nefesh should be usher even if there was no asiyas dimus. Why? Teretz says, yeah, it's sabi le'azmani, but while the mace is there, it's also like while the filling are there, it's still usher. So that's what we're going to have to say over here. Kol mancha mace became usher sabi le'azmana, and we can add to that ayin the mukri yosef gabi filling. Or Kimasha Kasa. Okay. So that's how the Rambam with the Gemara's question. And the Gemara's answer is no, they took the mace out. It's like you took the tefillin out. So if we took the mace out, so then if there was no dimos, if there was no asiyas dimos, then there was no azmana, because the Rambam doesn't need azmana, they maysa. So you have this tzarbet, you have the kfur itself. The kfur itself, without azmana, is nothing. It's a kray ba'alma, or whatever it is. It's nothing, since there's no azmana the pet, because there's no azmana the maysa. And therefore, it's okay. So the rod doesn't need amanas the fundraiser. The rod is afilu shulay amanas the fundraiser. I don't have to come out to that. Even if they buried the mace with intending that the mace should stay there, I'd be as good. But it doesn't matter, since there was no hazmada alidei maysa. So at the end of the day, it's still called Sarbe Vilayazmane, and Sarbe Vilayazmane, while the tefillin are in there, also. But once you remove the tefillin, it becomes mutter. So over here, while the mace is in there, it's also as the Gemara asked. But now the Gemara says to Panya, the mace was removed. Since the mace was removed, and there was no Azman Ali Dei Maisa, so it's Sarbe Vilayazmane, and it becomes mutter. Those are two Mahalchim here in the Gemara, the Ramban versus the Ram. So now let next see on what does Rashi hold. According to Rashi, does Hazmana have to be Ali Dei Maisa, or can Hazmana be Bethe? Start with that. This is discussed. The Ramban, the Ran, we have three opinions really. Shitas HaTosis is that you need a mixus mice. You have to pick it up, you have to be noital and safe. And Shitas HaRamban is only going to need that. You can have a Hazmana Bethe. And the Ran also, you need a Maisa Mamish. You need a Maisa Mamish. I keep a shenosna with sefer. So Rad says it means giving it to the gizbar is like there is a maisa mamish. At the bottom it's a three-way place. What about Rashi? According to Rashi, it's not mafurish in Rashi somewhere, but I think there is an indication. According to Rashi, is hazmona bepeh, or could hazmona, does hazmona have to be ali dei maisa?
He's from Vais of Avodah Zarah. It's from that Amir
Zanah. Rashi by Rashi at the bottom of Muzayim and Beis. Rashi by the Gubun Rav said Hazmona by Avodah Zarah Hazmona lav milso. Rashi quotes because the Gemara says Ha'omer by itself Avodah Zarah lo omu klum beinek us Avodah Zarah, and Rashi brings that as a source that by Avodah Zarah Hazmona lav milso. It's first not Rashi that Hazmona is by itself Avodah Zarah is called Hazmona. It doesn't work because by Avodah Zarah Hazmona lav milso. According to Rav, because Hazmona is always lav milso. According to Abai, because lav ruche. But a component it says in that Rashi that by itself Avodah Zarah is an act of Hazmona. So I think it's mefurish in Rashi that Hazmona could be Hazmona Bepeh.
Rashi doesn't
learn Tosif
like the
Ram.
Right.
The only thing is, how does Rashi learn the Gemara over here? Is he talking about the way he buried the mace, Amanas Lefanoisi, or Shaloi Amanas Lefanoisi? I'm a foolish in Rashi. But it's not Mashman Rashi like the Ramban. But the Gemara is Mechadish. When the Gemara says, the point the Ramban, the Gemara is Mechadish, they buried the mace on Manas Lefanoisoi, and therefore the Kfur wasn't the mace as Mama. There's a whole Bur in this in the Panya. The Gemara is Mechadish, the case is they buried the mace on Manas Lefanoisoi. There's no Zeich of that in Rashi. Actually, the case is that they were Mepharah the mace. But it doesn't say they buried the mace on Manas Lefanoisoi.
In Rashi, the
Ramban's last name
is
Lord Sarvet. Yeah.
Seems to say that case is a case of the Kfur of Alma. And then later on, when he refers back to that case, by our case,
right, he calls it a koi ba'alma.
Right.
Shailis, but why is it a koi ba'alma?
Because in a case where placing the mace would be permanent, then it would be different. That sounds like the Ramban.
Yes, so you have a point. On the one hand, really, that's where that's really the rock and the hard place that we're going to be in between. On the one hand, there's no zeich in Rashi that the case was that they buried the mace on the Nas Lefanos. That's to say, even when the Gemara says now, look, the Tzicha de Panyo. No, I understand. I'll hold on for a second. So Rashi, but Rashi says. There's nothing in the Rashi about that they buried the mace lechatchilam and asle fanoise. He just said the case is that the achazman they were mefana the mace. I think the ring of the Rashi is that to achazman they decided to be mefana the mace. It doesn't sound like lechatchil the whole kufu and asle fanoise. It sounds in the Rashi, the Rashi learning there was a regular kfur, and then lachazman they were mepan of the mace, but when they buried the mace, it was a regular kfur. It's mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni, it's very shver. Like the Ran asks, if they buried the mace, if hazmada bepeh is good enough, and if they buried the mace over here, shaloy al manas lefanai, so they buried the mace in a permanent way. So isn't that a hazmada in the nefesh? Even if it was not Hesed with humans. There's a nefesh there. They buried the mace. They planned that the mace should be there for a long time. Well, later on, they were mepan in the mace. But meanwhile, when they buried the mace, they buried them for a long time. So isn't that Hazamon of the nefesh? That should be the equivalent of Hazamon of the pen. And Rashi also Hazamon is Hazamon of the pen. And that was becoming nicer for the question. This is what Josh is alluding to. Rashi himself, when Rashi explains the idea of Tsar Bevelei Azmanei, that why is Tsar Bevelei Azmanei not Mekadosh the Kiss? So Rashi Loshen is because it's an Akroi Baalm. He put the kiss in without Azmano, so we say, that's Akroi Baalm. Now the Gemara is saying the same thing by Akeva, that if they buried the mace without being Moses Padimus, there was a Nefesh there, but there wasn't Moses Padimus. The Gemara says the panyo, then it's mutter after they take the mace out. Says Rashi, because it's like tsar bevelei azmanei. Since there was no asiyas nefesh, there was no asiyas dimus, there was no hesed dimus, so there was no hazmana. There was just a nefesh that was there from before, and therefore it's tsar bevelei azmanei. But the whole word of tsar bevelei azmanei is because it's an akrai ba'alma. How can you say over here that it was an akrai ba'alma? They buried the mace in the kever forever. How can that be an akrai ba'alma? So the kasha Rashi double. First of all, it's share that we were anyway that it's mukhuk in Rashi from the Rashi in the bottom of Mizayim and Beis that even in Abaye that hazmona milsa hazmona is hazmona bepel like Baye zela b'dezar. You don't need hazmona al yidei ma'isa. So our kol shkein in Rava by hazmona b'lei tzavi shouldn't need a ma'isa. Hazmona bepel should be enough. And especially since Rashi himself explains the idea of tsar bevelei azmanei, why do you need hazmona plus a ma'isa according to Rava? Rashi explains because a ma'isa alone is an akrei be'alma. So then it certainly stands to reason that if there was a hazmona b'peh, that should certainly take off the problem of akrei be'alma. So why does Rashi hold that over here, if they buried the mace, presumably shalayim menas lefanoisi, Rashi doesn't say a word about menas lefanoisi, they buried the mace shalayim menas lefanoisi, and yet it says in the Torah that later on, la'achazman, if they're a fan of the mace, and as long as since there was no hisofas dimus, so that's called tsar bevelei azmanei. Why is it tsar bevelei azmanei? Yes, it's true, they never actually said that the dimus should be, the nefesh should be for the mace. But they buried the mace under the nefesh, and they weren't planning to move the mace. Isn't that's an akrei bi'alma? How can you call that an akrei bi'alma? They buried the mace under the nefesh, planning that they should be there together for a very long time. And, it's a long time. That's not Akrei Be'alma. And even though it's a famous story of Rabbi Kvega, that was a meiser in town, but Chevah Kadisha wanted a lot of money to bury him in the Beis Elam. So the family came to Rabbi Kvega, that's not fair. So Rabbi Kvega said, no, it's very fair. Everybody else is only being buried for a short time, but he's going to be there forever. So, okay, but to say that's called an Akrei Be'alma, no, it's not an Akrei Be'alma.
Say like Rashi that
else. I think I had such a thought. Maybe I'll be macked in one thing before enough. Let's give me. I'm going to put another step in between, and then I'll come to what you say. This is. Yeah, let me just add parenthetically, just to show me a deal about him. In the din of Tzar Bevel Yazmeri, so Rashi says because it's an Akrei Ba'alma. The reason why Tzar Bevel Yazmeri doesn't become also is because it's an Akrei Ba'alma. That's not a Gemara, that's Lashon Rashi. So the Mekhi Yosef brings Machlekes B'Shem with that. The Mekhi Yosef brings B'Shem Rav Acha, and then he brings B'Shem the Rebbe of Rav Acha. I'm not so clear how to, I'm not so sure who the names are in the Mekhi Yosef. It was strange to me. He quotes Rav Acha, and then he quotes Rav Acha quotes his Rebbe. It's very unusual. The Gaon should quote his. I don't. But anyway, the Mekhi brings about like this. I don't know what names to attach to. By Tzar Bevel Yazmeri, he says that Rav Acha said, and the Rambam really says very similar. He says this idea also that Tzar Bevel Yazmeri is talking about where the fellow, when he put the tefillin in the kiss, he put the tefillin in the kiss of the Fishah just temporarily. So. Then we say if there was no hazamana beforehand, it doesn't answer the kiss. But what if the guy, when he put the tefillin in the kiss for the first time, so there was no hazamana, he didn't say anything, he didn't do anything, put the tefillin in the kiss. But he put the tefillin in the kiss, not lefisha. He put the tefillin in the kiss the way you would ordinarily put the tefillin in the kiss forever. He went to the swarm store or the swarm sale, and he bought a tefillin bag, and now he puts the tefillin in the bag. It's happening in Lefisha. I mean, he didn't say anything. There's no hazamana b'peh, but the mice is putting in the tefillin. He's putting in the tefillin. It looks like he's putting in. He's not putting it in Lefisha. He's putting it in a way that seems to indicate that he may not be thinking anything explicitly or saying anything explicitly, but the whole scenario is not. It's not a temporary. It's not a temporary measure. So Rav Acha said that's a full fledged that about asers. That's not tzarbev le'asmeni. Then the putting the tefillin into the big, that's the hazmana itself. The mice are putting the tefillin into the big, that's the hazmana. The Mekhi Yosef says that it says that in Rashi too. No, it's not explicit in Rashi. I don't know. He quotes a lesson in Rashi that we don't have. That Rashi also wrote, I don't know if he means to be quoting Rashi verbatim. I don't know. He just says that Rashi also writes that way. He's only doing it l'fisha. Now that lashon we don't have in Rashi, so I don't know if that's a lashon that he had in Rashi that we don't have. That could happen sometimes, or he's just paraphrasing the Rashi about akroy ba'alma. Maisa Rashi says it's akroy ba'alma, so he understood what's pshat akroy ba'alma. Like the Rav Acha said, if he put the tefillin in the bag, not l'fisha. Akroy ba'alma describes the scenario. He was putting the tefillin in some kerchief that he happened to have, but it wasn't. It was b'derech hakrod. Afterwards, though, the Mekhi Yosef brings another opinion that it's not true that even he put the tefillin in the bag, not b'derech, not l'fisha. Put the tefillin in the bag in a way that doesn't seem to be l'fisha, not in a kroidic way, but nonetheless, if there was no hazmona mufareshes beforehand, then the tefillin then it doesn't become us. Bring such a sheet. He says, he quotes it for Shem, and this is what's obscure to me. I'm not quite sure who he's referring to. He says, Oid Kos, Aval Mipim, Aval Pisha Kosav, he's quoting somebody else, Aval Pisha Kosav, Vizel Lashoinoi, Aval Mipim Moiri Harav Shamati, Dafiluk Shenichi Aldas Kvios. Even he put the tefillin in Aldas Kvios. Loi mahani b'loi hazmona. The meikara maisa. The b'loi hazmona the meikara. Who maisa the hashta. You need a hazmona the meikara and a maisa the hashta. And if you don't have a hazmona the meikara, even though the maisa right now, he's putting it in, not lefisha, he's putting it in al das krius. It doesn't help without a hazmona beforehand. So he quotes this b'shem, somebody who's quoting it, mipi moiri harab. So it sounds like he's quoting it. I'm not sure if he's saying, if he's quoting a Rashi in the name of Moiri HaRav, or if he's quoting Rav Acha b'shem Moiri HaRav. I don't know. Not clear to me who's. We don't have that in Rashi for sure. That Rashi was quoting something from Moiri HaRav. But on the other hand, it strikes me as very unusual that he should quote a Rav Acha b'shem Moiri HaRav. Racha is a Goyim. I don't know. You don't have to have such things from the Goyim, but the Goyim quote me from Moiri HaRav. I don't know. I'm not sure who this is. I don't know who this person is that he's quoting the sex, you know. But somebody else quoted Rishayim Moiri HaRav later. But at the bottom, there is a sheet to hear Rishayim that here's a sheet in Rishayim that you need Hazamada Debekar Maisa the Hashta, even if it's not a Kray Baum. A Maisa needs to have a Hazmana Debekar. Hazmana Debekar with a Maisa the Hashta. If you hold like that Shita, then the Gemara about the Panyo is very good. They buried the mace forever. Not Amanasta Fanoisi, but it doesn't matter. If there was no Hazmana Debekar, the Maisa the Hashta could be as permanent as you want. But Ada has money to make kara, it doesn't ask the camel. No, but that would be fine. But that's not Rashi. Rashi says Akroi Baalm. Rashi explains Sabibli Azmi that it works with the idea of Akroi Baalm. In which case it said that's what Rashi holds like the first sheep. The Rad also holds that way. So you need that the idea of Sabibli Azmi is Akroi Baalm. So where's the Akroi Baalm over here? They buried the mace forever. They buried the mace forever under an Efesh. Has that Akroi Baalm? Has that Tzav Bibli Azmir? That's the Ran's kashin the Ramban. The Ramban answers the case was Amanas Lefanoisi, but in Rashi is not Mashma. They're talking about Amanas Lefanoisi. So I had a thought. Maybe this is what Josh was trying to say. Also, I had a thought that maybe Rashi holds that even if they buried the mace forever under the nefesh, it's still called Akroi Baalma, without a hazmana before. And maybe even by the tefillin, and likewise by the tefillin, even if they put the tefillin in derech pius, there was no hazmana before, and it's called Akroi Baalma. I was the seichel to say that. They put the tefillin in intending to shabib derech pius. So how can you call it Akroi Baalma? It's not Akroi Baalma. He's putting the tefillin in, and he wants that the tefillin should always go in the spit. They put the mace on nefesh. They want the nefesh. The mace should stay here till tchias ha-mesim. So how could that be called Akroi Baalma? So I thought maybe that since we already saw in Rashi that Rashi's shita is that the idea of hazimona is that it's a kind of mesirah. Rashi compares it to hektish. You know, bayis el avodah zarah. If Hazmana would be a milso, then it would be called that you gave the bias to the Avodah Zarah, so it would be also asked to Kodos. It would be so doyrin that you gave to the Avodah Zarah. Actually, Hazmana is a kind of act of hektish. Like hektish is a concept that Amirosu l'Avodah k'misirosu l'Amirosu l'hektish k'am Amirosu l'hektish k'misirosu l'Amirosu l'hektish k'misirosu l'hedit Amirosu l'Avodah k'misirosu l'hedit. Being mocked to something is a kind of misirah. It's a kind of kinyan. Rashi equates Hazmana to that. The idea of hazmana is that when you mazman the beggar the mace, so it's like you're giving it to the mace, and then the mace is kind of that it should be nipped with that, so it becomes part of the poor. Come the way we was talked about already last week. So maybe Rashi holds that even if they cover the mace under the nefesh, so yes, it's true, the mace now going to be under the nefesh for indefinitely till kingdom come, and the mace is going to be under the nefesh. It's still called an akroi baalma. Because kol zman they were to actually moiser the nefesh to the mace, that the nefesh, in some sense, belongs to the mace. So it's an akroi be'alma. The mace is going to be under the nefesh. Akroi be'alma doesn't mean that it's temporary. Rashi says akroi be'alma means that it's temporary. It was lefisha, like the Negesiv says. Maybe Rashi holds akroi be'alma is not measured in lefisha. They could be together forever. But if they're together with ever without some kind of kinyan relationship between them, then that's still called akroi be'alma. They happen to be together forever. A lot of marriages like that. They happen to be together forever, but it's not. But it's still an akroi baalma. So for that you need a mesira. It has to be no. The nefesh was they were meister the nefesh to the mace. The same thing with the kiss. He puts the key, even he puts the tefillin into the kiss, and he intends it, and it wasn't lefisha. It wasn't b'derech lefisha. But if he didn't actually meister, it wasn't actually meister with the hazmana, the tefillin to the kiss to the tefillin. So then it's not called the Hazman. It's not called the Hazman. That's called the Mikra. It's called the Akroi Baalma.
Akoy ba'al means the tefillin, it's convenient for him to put the tefillin in this kiss. But he was never mice with the kiss to the tefillin. That's not Makadosh. So maybe that's the pshat over here in the Rashi as well. It's not what Rashi thought. I say they buried the mace, period, they buried the mace. Nonetheless, they buried the mace, and the mace, they buried the mace, but it had a hasmana, there was no hasmana, since there was no hisavadimus. So that's called akoy ba'al. The mace happens to be that it's going to be under this nefesh. It's like if they buried the mace next to a tree. So it's going to, the mace is going to be there forever, and the tree's going to be there forever. It's still akoy ba'al. It happens to be this tree is next to this mace. So here also, they buried the mace under this nefesh, but they didn't make the nefesh for the mace. And it's not talking, it wasn't placed for dimus. So it happens to be that the mace is going to be forever under this nefesh. That's not enough of a connection. That's still called akoy ba'al, according to Rashi. The only thing that's also is if they were placed for dimus, then that dimus was nimsar. That already is asmodah. That dimus was nimsar to the mace. So then already, when they bury the mace, that's asmodah with the mace, that makes him a kinyan, that the mace is kind of the nefesh. And then already the nefesh is also, even after it was on their mefana. Efsha. One more thing I want to talk about. I want to come to, just again to revisit this line of the Yochi Ma'i Yohis. So again, let's just recapitulate. What's the shaka of tie in the Gemara? The Gemara started off, we have a brisa that if they buried a mace, what do we do? The brisa says that if they built a nefesh for Shem Chai, not for a mace, so the nefesh is mutter, but if they were mace of a demos, it's awesome. You know, Hesapadimus, the Shemes, it's also. So according to the Ayas, that's Hasmana Milsa. So that Dimus is also because that's Hasmana. But according to Rav, Hasmana Lad Milsa, so why is it also? So the Gemara answers the Rav of a mace. They actually buried the mace. So the Gemara asks, if they actually buried the mace, so then why is the Nefesh Mutter if there wasn't Hesapadimus? The Nefesh should be also. Even without being Hesapadimus, when they buried the mace under the Nefesh should become also. Our answer is that's talking about where they then took the mace out. Again, so according to Ramban, the Moise Mechadesh, they took out the mace, that the case was Almanas Lefanois. Up till this point, up to this answer, we thought they buried the mace permanently, and burying the mace permanently is a hasman of a pair of the Nefesh. And that's why the Gemara asked, Ma'ir Yosef, the Nefesh should be also, because they were when they buried the mace, that was a hasman of a pair of the Nefesh. According to the Ran, the Gemara is not talking about Almanas Lefanos. Even the Teres, the Gemara is not talking about Almanas Lefanos. Even it wasn't Almanas Lefanos. Since you need a Hasmona of Maisa, the Ran holds you need a Hasmona of Maisa. And therefore, burying the mace is not a Hasmona in the Nefesh, because they didn't do a Maisa in the Nefesh. And that's the Gemara's Kasha. And therefore, the Gemara's answer to Panya, I think I'm saying this confusingly. You want to ask Ma'ir Yehoisef, whatever the question is, Ma'ir Yehoisef. Even without Yehoisef, the Nefesh should be also. The Gemara answers the Panya. So according to the Ramban, the Gemara's Teretz is now we're being Mechadish, who was Amadas Lefanoisef, but until now we didn't think so. But according to the Ran, that's not trapped in the Gemara. It's still called where they buried the mace permanently. Still, when they remove the mace, it becomes Mutter, because it's Sarbe Belayazmere, because Hazmon of Bepeh is not good enough, you need Hazmon of Maisa, and since it wasn't placed for Dimus, so there was no Hazmon of Maisa, so even though they buried the mace permanently, but since there was no Hazman Ali Day Maisa, so the mace is so it's mutter. That's the Ramban learns the Gemara. So the and the mice and Rashi were saying something very and Rashi we're also learning now the way it was saying that according to Rashi the case is that it was not Amanas Lefanos. They buried the mace permanently. Nonetheless, when you remove the mace, it's called Akoy Ba'alma, since there was never any explicit Hazman of the Nefesh for the mace, it was an Akoy Ba'alma. The question is, what was the worst? So why before they removed the mace is it also? The Mashmoy says it's only mutter after they remove the mace. But before they remove the mace, it's also, and the Chorus implicit in the worst question. The Gemara is my Yosef. What's the Gemara asking? What's the Gemara learn not like the Ramban, there's a Chazor in the Gemara regarding the case. You learn like the Ram, like Rashi, that the case hasn't changed. So the Gemara asked Mari or Yosef, the Gemara was talking about where they buried the mace permanently, and when the Gemara answers the Panya, also we're talking about where they buried the mace permanently. And still, when they're mafada the mace, it's mutter because it's Sarbe Bele Yazmane. Well, if it's Sarbe Bele Yazmane, so what's the Gemara's question? L'chatchil Mari or Yosef. Even if they didn't remove the mace, it should be like Sarbe Bele Yazmane. Am I being clear? It doesn't sound to myself like I'm being clear. When the Gemara asked Mari Yehoshua, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara said, Rambam b'meis. The case that they were Rambam b'meis. So the Gemara asks, if it was Rambam b'meis, Mari Yehoshua, why did Yehoshua's dimus? Even if there was no Yehoshua's dimus, there was just a nefesh there from before that was never made for a mace. But when they buried the mace, the nefesh asked the Gemara asked, the nefesh should be awesome. Why should the nefesh be awesome? It should be Sarbi Bilei Azmane. If there was no Hysef Badimus, and they just buried a mace, why isn't that Sarbi Bilei Azmane? What's the worst kasha maybe Hysef? We already covered this ground before. I just want to come back to it. So what are we gonna answer? What's the worst kasha maybe Hysef? It's Sarbi Bilei Azmane. So what I was saying before about Rikus is Lefidah Ramban is a back door. We can get out of the kasha. Lefidah Ramban, we can say the Gemara right now thinks they buried the mace permanently. And burying the mace permanently is not called Sarbe Bilei Azmane. That's called a hazmona. That's burying the mace permanently is implicitly a hazmona of the kever. And then when the Gemara answered, the Fanya, the Gemara is changing its mind, and now the case is a manas b'fanoisa. And now it becomes Sarbe Bilei Azmane. And now the Gemara's parents, maybe you don't even have to be mafad of the mace b'poil. Maybe it's enough, even if you weren't mafad of the mace, but you bury the mace, a manas b'fanoisa. Maybe that would be good enough. Why do I have so much to say? I was out of the mace, not the end of the world. But that back door only works in the Ramban, that there's some chazor in the Gemara, that the Gemara, the Teres in the Chadish, that it was Amanas Lefanoise, which the Gemara didn't know in the Kash. But if you don't hold like that Ramban, you hold like Medayik and Rashi, like the Ran certainly holds, so there's no chazor in the Gemara. So you close the door and that escape. So then the Gemara needs a Hezra. What's the Gemara's Kash? What do you know, your Hezra? It's Sarbe Bilei Azmane. So the Chor, the answer has to be, and as we said before, that the Gemara means that even though it's Taka Sarbe Bilei Azmane, and it's Taka the Kever is really not Osir, and if you take the mace out, the Kever is Mutter, but Kol Zman Sha'a Mace B'Kever, then the Kever is still Osir. Maybe since the Rabbanim, Kol Zman the Mace of the Kever is still Osir. And we said before, that's very reminiscent of something which Taka says in the Mukiyasev. The Mukiyasev says, by Tfilin, the Mukiyasev doesn't talk about this anymore at all, but he says by tefillin that even though Sarbe Bilei Azmane is mutter, but while the tefillin are in the kiss, you can't put mice in the kiss. So, the same thing. Yes, it's Sarbe Bilei Azmane. That's true. The pani, you see, it's Sarbe Bilei Azmane. But nonetheless, kol zman she'ameis b'seich hakever, you can't be nana from the kever. B'chor, that would be. B'chor, that's what we have to say. Here. Kash is. Okay, this will stop. The kash is. It's a gemara. This is a gemara b'fereshes. Gemara b'fereshes in brachas chav gimel and basis. The Gemara by Sarbe Bilei Azmane. The Gemara says b'feirish that if it was Sarbe Bilei Azmane, there was no hazmona, then you can put mois and tefillin in his afakusosa, which is like his kafi, I guess, or something. His head, the mitpachas he wears on his head. He can put his tefillin and his mois in the afakusosa at the same time, as long as there's no hazmona before it, because it's Sarbe Bilei Azmane and it's mutter. So first in the Gemara, that Azmanei Bilei Sarbe is not, it's mutter b'shas ma'isa, not only after he takes the tefillin out, b'shas ma'isa it's mutter. Chor it's a kasha, not only it's a kasha on the Nukyosef. Nukyosef is the fairest, the close mind, the tefillin are in the kiss, you're not allowed to put ma'isa in the kiss. But it could be on the Nukyosef himself, maybe it's not shver. Rashi over there says, in that Gemara, that even though he can put the money and the tefillin into this kafir at the same time, but they have to be in separate compartments. He has to tie a knot to separate them. The money can't touch the tefillin, because that would be bizoyin for the tefillin. So he has to make sure the money doesn't come in contact with the tefillin. That has nothing to do with the israel of the kedusha of the mitachas. The tefillin and the mois have to be separated. So when the Ruth Yosef said that while the tefillin are in there, you can't put money in, he may not mean mitzad the kedusha of the mitpachas. It may just mean that while the tefillin are in there, you can't put the money in at the same time, because you can't have the money jostling up against the tefillin. That's a bizarre for the tefillin, like Ataka says in Rashi. But if you keep them separate, it's not a problem. So that in Mukiyosis, maybe we can take off the table. You know, that he may just mean what Rashi says over there in Brachas. Don't let the tefillin touch the lungs. Nothing to do with the kedusha of the kiss. But the kasha is for the steer in the Gemara. In our Gemara, it says, Ma'yivi Yosef, which, unless you say like the Ramban, that back door that the Ramban has, that the Gemara didn't know yet, it's a Masla Fanoisle, and the Gemara thought it is a Hazmana, because the burying is a kind of Hazmana, and the Gemara answers was a Masla Fanoisle. Now only first when the parents become Sadr, like Hazmana. But if you don't say like that back door for the, of the Ramban, if you say like the Ramban, like the Ran, right, there's no Chazor in the Gemara. Or like Rashi, we're learning, but there's no Chazor in the Gemara. So it's a Mefurish in the Gemara, that even though after you're Mefad of the Mace, the Nefesh becomes Mutter, because it's Sabri Balei Azmere. So not Kroy Bialma. Nonetheless, before you're Mefad of the Mace, then even though it wasn't Tosif, you're not allowed to be Nana from the Nefesh. Mefurish in the Gemara, Mayur Yosef. So how does that work? That's directly a spirit to the Gemara in Brachos. By Tefillin, it says that by Tzar Bevelei Azmanei, not only are you allowed to put, does the kiss not have Dusha after you take the Tefillin away, but simultaneously also you can put the Tefillin and the kiss in, you can put the Tefillin and the Moist into the kiss at the same time. Actually, you can't let them jostle up against each other, but without the kiss, without the Dusha of the kiss, there's no Dusha of the kiss even while the Tefillin are in there, because it's not quite the Alma. So the same thing over here, even while the Mace is there, the Nefesh should not have any Dusha, because it's not quite the Alma. What does the Gemara want with Ma'ir Yosef? What's the Gemara's kasha Ma'ir Yosef? That is a problem. Okay, that we'll leave it tomorrow.
Okay.